illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests. And, well, our guest this afternoon is going to be Joan Vian. And Joan called just a few minutes ago, say she's going to be a little late. So I'm just going to pick up until she gets here. We're going to talk about two things this afternoon. One is the international financial markets, and the other, of course, is this effort to build a North American community and end national sovereignty, end personal freedom, and establish a police state here in the United States. And that is part of the globalist plan, because they don't believe in sovereignty. They don't believe in the Constitution. They don't believe in freedom. Of course, except for themselves. They're very, very concerned because you're using up too many of the natural resources of the world. And wouldn't the world be better off if we could just get rid of a lot of common people like you? That's why, of course, they want to kill off so many people. That's why they're allowing diseases to spread. That's why they're poisoning our children and us. That's why they put things in the drinking water that creates erectile dysfunction. And they put things in the diet that creates erectile dysfunction. Why do you think the testosterone level in American men has fallen 50% over the last 20 years? You think it happened just by accident? That maybe our glands don't work as well as they used to? No, they're poisoning you. And you have to understand the mentality of the elite, because they have a different worldview, because they worship a different God. But I think we're going to start off with Joan, and as soon as she gets here, well, we're going to talk about the world financial markets, because it really all fits in together. These people control the wealth of the world. They're flooding the world with phony money. They're, of course, using the phony money they create out of nothing to buy up the natural resources and factories, the media, the banks of the world. And, of course, when we end up, you're going to have a two-class system. You're going to have the very wealthy, and then you're going to have the very, very poor. And chances are, unless, of course, you make your proper preparations, and maybe even if you do make proper preparations, you'll be in the latter category. What they really want is a society very, very similar to what they have in Mexico today, with a few billionaires and then most people fairly well impoverished. And this really goes back to the writings of Plato. And if you go back and read Plato's Republic, they had a two-tiered society. Of course, they had the so-called just man who ruled the world ruler, and then all of his helpers, the oligarchy, and the police, and the military, and then everybody else was, well, they were just sort of there. There was no family. They destroyed the family. All women, of course, were there to service all men. They had no rights at all. The children were to belong to the state, just like they increasingly do here in America. And what they described in the Plato's Republic is the prototype. It is the pattern for what the elite plan today. In fact, you go back and you read Professor Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, The History of the World in Our Time, and you read about John Ruskin, who was the inspiration for Cecil Rhodes, who was the man who created the secret society that birthed the Council on Foreign Relations. It controls America today. And you study Ruskin's history, he read Plato every day, because he was deeply involved in the occult. He was quite mad. He, married a woman and never even consummated their marriage. And eventually she did, after years of frustration, go ahead and divorce him. But this is the man who inspired Rhodes and so many of the other homosexuals who are with him as they moved to bring about a new world order and a new world religion, because behind everything they were doing were powerful spiritual forces. And what people have missed is the oaths, the secret oaths that Cecil Rhodes and his followers had sworn. They're Masonic oaths to the great architect of the universe, who is certainly not the God of the Bible. We'll be back in just a moment with Joan Vian, who's waiting in the wings.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. Cartivite is a synergistic seven-herb combination, a tonic for life, for your heart, but for your whole body, to detoxify, rejuvenate, and stimulate tissue regeneration of all your cells and organs. Call for info at 888-212-8871 to order, or online at NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com. There's seven amazing herbs. Cayenne to stimulate nutrient absorption and peripheral vasculature. garlic with allicin and 33 sulfur-containing amino acids, 17 amino acids, cellular mitochondrial protection with germanium, hawthorn with flavonoid phocyanidins and triterpenes for heart, vascular, brain, and nervous system and immune protection from peroxynitrate-free radicals, milk thistle for silymarin to inhibit toxins and stimulate liver detox, ginkgo biloba for the microcirculation and beta receptors for heart and vascular protection, and bilberry to act as an anti-inflammatory and free radical neutralizer. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. Again, 888-212-8871.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Well, Dr. Stan, and our guest is Joan Vian, and Joan is a not only a world traveler and an expert on what's going on as far as the internationalism is concerned, and what takes place at these international meetings where the globalists get together and plot your future and the demise of freedom. But she's also a financial counselor, so I asked her maybe to give us just a few thoughts about what's happening to the global markets. Basically, what people don't understand is we have an entirely fiat money system. We've had it in place since August of 1971. They can just print all the money they want to, and boy, they've been having a great time doing that for some while now. And, you know, if you and I could just actually just go out and borrow all the money we wanted, we could live very well. But comes the time when eventually the payback time comes, and even in a monopoly system, if everybody's got money, why, money begins to lose value. And this is what's happening. But we're just on the verge. Well, I think we're on the verge of something big. Joan, what's your take on what's happening in the world markets?
Well, let me just say that the most recent turmoil that we had in the markets, where the Dow lost over 500 points over a six-day period, I find it very interesting, and I wrote an article that was on newswithviews.com that talks about the kind of foundation that has been set in place by the people who rule the world, in which free trade really means that they have dismantled all of the economic, political, trade, legal, military, intelligence barriers between the nation states, which, for the most part, gives them a level playing field. In the past, when they wanted to, if you will, take profit from the stock market, they had to do it country by country. Now, in a world in which there are no barriers between the nation states, they can just skim, if you will, just skim off the top and take a profit. I was reading in yesterday's Bloomberg News that the 6 days, again, six, when we look at the number six and it's an occultic number, wiped out $3.3 trillion of world stock market value. You know, Dr. Stan, as you've so often commented, that they have their way of sending signals and sending messages worldwide as to what they're doing and what it means. Now, I'm not an expert on numerology, but I know that the numbers 3, 7, 9, 11, 13, 18, 28, 33, 36, and 39 have occult significance. And yet, when we looked at what happened in the most recent market fallout, Shanghai market was down 9%. Tokyo was down 2.7%, London was down 2.3%, Paris was down 3%. We have a situation whereby the market dropped overall 3.3% here in the U.S., and there was a rise of the yen against the dollar by 3.6%. There were 11 million contracts traded in one day, with regard to the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, and the rise in the China market was 130% last year, with a 13% surge the week before the drop. Over and over and over again, we keep seeing numbers that appear to have a different meaning to insiders than they do to us. It wasn't that the market just dropped 3.3%. It wasn't that the world stock markets just happened to lose $3.3 trillion. It wasn't the fact that the Chinese Shanghai market dropped by 9%, or that $600 billion in value was erased from the U.S. stock market, and that the Dow suffered the seventh worst point decline since 9/11. I think that all there is signaling, to be honest with you, is that we are in a global world system. There are a lot of things that you and I are concerned about, but the bottom line is, Dr. Stan, they don't really have to crash the system. All they have to do is skim off the top, since the world is flat, and they can take more home in a couple of days. You know, 6.6 trillion is nothing to speak about or sneeze about, than you and I will ever do in 10,000 lifetimes. Dr. Stan?
I think the fact that the yen was up in relationship to the dollar has significance, because that's beginning to put an end to the carry trade, and that really is one of the major sources of liquidity for the world, isn't it?
Yes, it is. There were four major reasons for why this market dropped, and the carry trade was first. There are those who say that the Chinese market was overvalued, but, you know, the Chinese market is only one-tenth of the U.S. stock market. So I think, given the fact that manufacturing has been shifted to China, that they have a long way to go, if you will, with regard to quote-unquote growth. With regard to the carry trade, you know, in a system in which all the currencies of the world float, thank you, Richard Nixon and President Roosevelt, the bottom line is you can do anything in a paper system. And, you know, there are so many ways to make money, there are so many ways to take money, that the carry trade is just one way in which money is being created in a global economy between countries. And so one country, the value is, the interest rates are lower than another country. And the carry trade simply means that people were able to borrow money in Japan for 0.5% interest and invest in U.S. Treasuries for 5.5% and make 4.75 in profit. That's not bad. That's not bad. Carry trade. I think what's interesting, Dr. Stan, is that, again, you take the value of the U.S. dollar, one of the strongest currencies, one of the strongest countries in the world, one of the biggest economies in the world, and our currency is dropping in value against a five-year-old currency, which is the euro, and the Japanese currency when their economy is not anywhere near the size of ours.
Well, that's because, of course, we have totally responsible people in Washington, D.C., and we're living on borrowed money. We may be the most powerful nation militarily, but then Rome was the most powerful nation in the world, too. But because of fiscal irresponsibility, the whole thing fell apart, and the whole system crumbled from within.
I agree with you totally, but I would point out that we have something, or, excuse me, the central bankers have something that Caesar did not have, and that is a monetary system in which they can just print money like crazy.
Right.
And what the inflation will do is devalue our currency, make it harder for Americans to live because it will cost more, because it'll take more money of what they're earning because their wages aren't going to keep pace with inflation or the devaluation in the currency as a result of our government printing money.
And I agree with you totally. And, of course, the thing is, then how are people going to protect themselves?
Well, first of all, I'm a great believer in asking God to protect and keep us. There is God's currency. And I believe that God's currency are the metals. That's what they used to trade with back in the ancient trading routes. You know, those traders used expensive fabric. They used jewels, they used gold, they used silver, and they used animals. Well, pretty much we're down to gold and silver. That is a good way to help protect. I don't think it's the only way, because I think Americans have to do some things that will keep them out of harm's way when these things, if you will, blossom in a negative way, and that is they have to reduce debt. They have to reduce their spending. They have to reduce debt. Start paying off your credit cards. Look for credit cards with zero interest. When that runs out, switch to another one. But get out of debt, because as long as you are in debt, you are paying usury to the central bankers, and it makes you a bigger slave than just the average slave, I guess.
I mean, you're absolutely right. Well, let's go ahead and get your telephone number out. If anybody would like to go to Joan and get some financial advice, which she does offer, she charges you for it, but this is how she makes her living, and she does a good job. The people I know who have been invested with her have done very well. And I would think in times like this, you need somebody who can think outside the box. How can people get in touch with you if they would like some financial advice?
If they'd like some financial information, advice, whatever the case may be, they can call 301-371-0540, 301-371-0540.
And, of course, you see continued inflation, at least for the time being.
I don't see any way out. Our government, we're spending money like bandits. We're increasing the war in Iraq, and we may be in Iran soon. Dr. Stan, it is very scary to me that we appear to be in the Weimar Germany, where it's going to take a whole barrel of dollars to buy a loaf of bread.
People believe it couldn't happen here, but I would like to ask, why couldn't it happen here? I mean, so many of our people are so wound up in materialism, the only way God's going to get their attention is to take away everything they have in a material sense. And I really fear this is going to happen to an awful lot of Americans before we're through with this. But maybe it's going to take something like that to bring people back to an awareness that we can't do it on our own. We have to depend upon him. Well, our guest is Joan Vian. And when we get back, we're going to begin talking about a talk that she has. Actually, it's a DVD she's made. Talks she'd given before the Oklahoma legislature about really what's happening with the North American community, this idea of globalism, and how it is designed to destroy the sovereignty of the...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is Joan Vian. And Joan was recently asked to give a talk to the Oklahoma legislature about what's going on as far as the commerce, as far as this whole idea of uniting the North American community, these globalist ideas, these wonderful utopian ideas of how we can redistribute the wealth of the people of this country to people throughout the rest of the world. Of course, the elite are not going to distribute their wealth. I mean, Al Gore is very concerned because you're going to have more than one child, but he's got three or four. And of course, he's very concerned that you're going to use too much energy and produce global warming. But he's got a 10,000 square foot house that he keeps just as hot, warm as he can. You see, they have one set of values for themselves and another set for you. So pick the story up, Joan.
Well, Dr. Stan, I was very honored to be able to speak to various members of the Oklahoma State Legislature, and I presented a talk geared to help them. Now, when we talk about the Trans-NAFTA corridor, when we talk about uniting the United States with Mexico, and all of us who are true Americans are against it. What you have is Texas. Texas is the buffer between Oklahoma and Mexico. And so Texas is the next state that is on the front lines for the battle to oppose the Trans-NAFTA corridor, which would be key in uniting the three countries for to complete the NAFTA objectives. And so in speaking to these state legislators, I wanted to be able to bring to them the big picture of what is happening in the world, some of the ideas and the concepts behind smart growth and the North American Free Trade Agreement. And so in this video, it's 45 minutes long, it is designed not only to help the Oklahoma State Legislature understand what is going on, but it is designed for each one of you to buy copies. We've tried to price them as reasonably as we can so that you can give them to people in your state legislature. And so the message of this meeting that I had, this speech with the Oklahoma legislature, was first to help them understand the philosophical shift that has occurred in the world as a result of Agenda 21. The fact is that sustainable development and the Biological Diversity Treaty are basically reordering the world, and that it will control every area of life as we know it through sustainable development, through smart growth policies, through socialism destroying our standard of living, and through public-private partnership and regional government. So this is just to give them the big picture. This is Agenda 21. This is what is going on throughout our country and worldwide, and this is what it will do. First of all the barriers between the nation states are gone. There is a loss of value of life. Did you know, Dr. Stan, that there is a direct link between sustainable development and eminent domain?
Well, why don't you explain it to our listeners?
Well, when I was researching this aspect of sustainable development, the bottom line is, in sustainable development, it basically says that if you as an individual cannot produce, then you should not be able to eat, because in order to make up for the earth's assets that you are consuming, you need to work and you need to be able to reproduce something to give back to the earth. That's in essence the concept of sustainable development. When you start taking a look at eminent domain basically says that if there is a better use of property, that you have no property rights, because the state has the right to come and take your property and give you whatever value they say it's worth, and it's not worth that much because they want it. And so private property can be taken when it has a higher and best use. That's basically the tie-in with sustainable development. It violates the Constitution. It violates personal property rights.
But you see, these people don't believe in the Constitution. They don't believe in individual freedom, other than, of course, for themselves. And basically, they don't even believe that most people have a right to live, because they think that there are too many people in the world who are using up their natural resources, and the world would be far better off if we could get rid of maybe a billion, 2 billion, 3 billion, 4 billion, 5.5 billion people. A lot of them want to get to Earth, down to about 500 million people. They think it would be a much better place. But, of course, they're talking about your life, and they're not talking about their lives and their families. So when you understand that, so much of what's going on begins to make sense. We'll be right back here with Joan Dionne.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com. Or call 877-300-7645.
The future of our world is very uncertain. Hurricanes, floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, and acts of terrorism are a fact of life. Natural or man-made disasters can strike at any time. You and your family should be prepared for the inevitable disaster with an ample stock of food, water, shelter, and supplies. FortSamSurplus.com offers a full line of disaster and emergency preparedness kits and MRE-type prepared foods. FortSamSurplus.com also offers a full line of survival, tactical, and camping gear, including genuine current military-issue TA-50 field gear at great prices. With 30-plus years of experience, FortSamSurplus.com has the knowledge and buying power to help you prepare for the inevitable disaster at the best possible price. The future belongs to those prepared. Do not rely on help from your government during an emergency. Get prepared now. Visit FortSamSurplus.com today.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest is Joan Vian, and she's talking about this talk she gave before the Oklahoma, members of the Oklahoma State Legislature. So you pick up the story there, and maybe you can begin to tie this all together. Certainly, they want to take away our property, but they really want to get away with our jobs. They want to destroy the value of our savings. They want to control our children. They want to control every aspect of our lives, don't they?
Well, that's very true. And when we start taking a look at that picture, the big picture, the one that you've just painted, really, Dr. Stan, it becomes a spiritual battle. Because this has to do with the God of this world who wants what you and I have. It's death, it's destruction, it's rape, robbage, pillaging. It's complete control. And unfortunately, we can see that this kind of philosophy is coming through Agenda 21, through the United Nations, through the monetary system that they have put in place, through the things that they're teaching our children about what their value is, sustainable development. But before the break, let me just say that you were talking about how they want to control everything and take everything. The bottom line is Dr. Jacqueline Kaysen from Humboldt University. She's a statistician, and she did some fabulous research that shows that if you were to take the population of the planet and put them, you could not put them, you can put the whole entire population of the world into the state of Texas with 1,200 square feet per person. In other words, there is a complete myth. And I bring that out in this video. There is a complete myth with regard to the reason for why they need to do these things.
And I agree with you totally. It's all a lie. But you see, if they can create this fear, my goodness, we're going to have to give up our freedom, because otherwise we're going to be standing on one another's shoulders. We're running out of water. We're running out of oil. We're running out of natural resources.
And you know what? When we're running out of all this stuff, that means we're in short supply, which means they can jack up the price, which means they have a greater profit. These are all wonderful techniques. I mean, I'm convinced, Dr. Stan, that Agenda 21 is nothing more than a major transfer of wealth and a very ingenious, diabolical way to make you and I pay for things that we don't need to pay for. I mean, when you look at sustainable and sustainable development, one of the things that they're doing is they have deregulated all of the electric utilities throughout the whole U.S. They passed the final bill in August of 2005 to completely deregulate our electrical grid. As such, they are now putting what they call smart meters in every home where the states are approving it and allowing it. And part of what the smart meter does is that you will no longer pay a flat rate for a certain period of time for your electrical power, but what you will do is pay market rates, so that during any day, as the price of electricity goes up and down, depending on how much you use that day, you will pay a much higher price at the market rate instead of what used to be under the old system, where an electrical company purchased X amount of power at a set price, and that's what they sold it to you and me for. Now it's going to be whatever prevailing market value is as we use it, sort of like what we're now seeing with the gas pumps. Yeah. You know, we're seeing all kinds of price increases here and there according to, you know, what they say is happening in the oil and gas markets, and that's what's being passed on to us every day.
But you know what's so interesting is the price of oil has not been going up that much over recently, but the price of gasoline, especially here in California, is up over $3 a gallon for your cheapest gas, and you start getting the, you know, the ethyl, and you're in real trouble. So, and of course, what this whole scam about the meters is, this meter will be able to find what time of day you're using that electricity, and you're not supposed to be using it in midday. If you're using it in the midday, it's going to be a lot more expensive for you.
And this is the same kind of principle as toll highways. In the Washington, D.C. area where I live, there are two companies that have just proposed a new toll road that goes from a particular area to the Pentagon. And apparently a lot of people live in this particular area. I'm not familiar with it, off of Route 365. And these people, in peak daylight, if there's one person in the car and they need to get to work and there's a lot of congestion and they decide to use the toll road, will cost them up to $22.50 one way just to get to work.
Well, you know, I think one of the greatest scams of all time was the way that they sold the American people the idea that we need to deregulate our utilities so we can bring the price down. Now, I mean, they did that here in California. Oh, we're going to bring the price down. We're going to bring competition into this monopoly by deregulating it. And they knew very well that they were going to increase the price. Now, why did they want to increase the price? Well, most people say they want to increase the price because they want to make more money, and that's part of it. But they also want to get us to conserve. And you notice the advertisements they have all the time about the importance of conservation. And what they really intend to do is drive the price of electricity up to the point where you're going to have to lower your living standards. They're going to drive the price of electricity up to the point where you're going to have to lower your living standards, the price of gasoline up to the point where you're going to have to change your patterns of driving. You're going to have to begin using mass transit. It's all part of how do you manipulate the
yes.
rabble out there.
Absolutely. It's all manipulation. You're absolutely right. Because somebody's going to make a whole heck of a lot of money in changing the patterns of how Americans live. I remember a couple years ago at the World Economic Forum, they did a particular workshop called Emissions Impossible. And Sam Johnson from Johnson Wax, you know, a family-oriented
company. Oh, yes, right.
Don't believe it. Anyway, Sam Johnson, I asked him, Mr. Johnson, what would you like to see the American consumer do? He said, if I had my way, I want to get every woman out of her SUV, and I want to get her into an electric car. Now, what are they really saying? What they're saying is, we don't want to, we can make another $1 trillion by completely changing the whole system by how the world thinks and operates to a system whereby we're going to be in on the ground floor, and we're, you know, it's marketing. You know, squeeze the Sherman, where they can make their trillions of dollars over again and make you and I pay the price for them to, quote-unquote, modernize the world. Mass transit, it's been proven. Mass transit does not pay for itself. It is too expensive. Toll roads don't pay for themselves. In the state of Maryland, in the state of Virginia, going back to Virginia, they have they put in a couple different toll roads, and then the companies came back to the state of Virginia and said, "Guess what? We need some money. Can you help us out? So we're going to pay the piper, no matter what."
Well, I think it's even more interesting, Joan, is that a lot of these states are in real trouble because they've made all sorts of promises to their state employees for pension benefits and health benefits and other things they can't afford. So where are they going to have the money coming from? Well, they could always raise the taxes, but then people would be mad at them. They could borrow the money, but then, of course, that can get you into trouble down the line. Why not just sell off the infrastructure of the state?
Well, that's exactly what they're doing, as you know, but we have to go back to why is government in debt? And we go back to John Maynard Keynes and Keynesian economics. I mean, this is a fabulous a fait accompli. You have a ruthless Fabian socialist, British Fabian socialist, come to the United States, tell Roosevelt to start deficit spending. Here we are now. With municipal bonds and every local, county, state, and federal government stone broke. And so that just set us up for what happened in the 80s with Reagan and Thatcher and smaller government. Smaller government is not about reducing the cost of government. Smaller government is all about downsizing and selling off our assets to the highest bidder. And these are assets that the taxpayer paid for, and the bidder is going to get it 5 cents on the dollar.
And, you know, one of the greatest scams of all time is most Americans believe that Margaret Thatcher was a conservative because she cut back on big government. Most people believe that Ronald Reagan was a conservative because he talked against big government, and he talks against government deficits, and he talks against high taxes. And yet he gave us the biggest deficits we've ever had,
mm-hmm.
the most
mm-hmm.
massive increase in government spending we ever had, and the largest tax increase recorded in this nation's history. I believe it was 1986, and nobody ever mentions that, and the people who control the media honestly have convinced the American people that Ronald Reagan, who himself was deeply involved with astrology,
mm-hmm.
Was a conservative.
Yes, and we that is such a lie. It is so unfortunate, so very unfortunate. Listen, I really liked Ronald Reagan until I started understanding what he did to the country.
I loved him, too. I think that he was the most underrated actor in this country. I think he was the greatest actor we've ever had. He was a great communicator. He was brilliant. He had that wonderful smile. He had that wonderful way about him. I loved Ronald Reagan. I believe in everything he said. The only trouble is he didn't believe a word of it. And he did everything he could to begin to run up our debt. He criticized Jimmy Carter for increasing the federal deficit $200 billion over a four-year period.
Mm-hmm.
Yet Ronald Reagan increased the federal deficit $200 billion every year he was in office over 8 years. And we went from a debt of $1 trillion to $2.7 trillion debt under Ronald Reagan, the conservative, who was in favor of a balanced budget.
Well, the other thing Ronald Reagan did with smaller government, getting government off our backs, that set the tone for reinventing government and public-private partnership. Today in the United States, there are 23, interesting number, 23 states that have written into their laws the ability for the state to set up public-private partnerships, which is basically fascism, government and business. And the bottom line is privatization plays right into this, because if the state needs money, then let's sell the parks, let's sell the post office, let's sell, you know, the water company, whatever assets they have available. And then from those proceeds, the bottom line is the state will never be in a positive position because they have so much debt. And once they sell all their assets, where is America? We are one bankrupt country.
And that's exactly what's going on all across America today. And that's how they're going to be able to pay off the government employees of their big fat pension funds, because they get a lot more for their pensions than you're ever going to get if you've been working in the private sector. Well, anyway, I what sort of response did you get from the state legislators as you began to explain to them how this whole system works? In other words, what it really is a transfer of wealth from the common people here in the United States to the impoverished people throughout the rest of the world as we lower the living standards of every
amazed.
American.
They were amazed. I mean, you know, this video is designed to put together the big picture. If somebody will watch it for 45 minutes, any legislator, watch it for 45 minutes, they will be able to see a big picture. They will also be able to understand the role, not that I pointed out, but the role that they play, because we are in such dire straits that if the state does not protect our freedoms and the state assets, that's it. You know, we're gone.
Well, how can people get a copy of this DVD that you're offering now? And you're giving it a fantastic price, I will tell you.
Well, I'm giving it a fantastic price. We're basically selling it for almost cost. The $7 includes the DVD, a very nice label on the DVD, a very nice cover showing the three flags of NAFTA, okay, and a description of the video on the back side. So that is $7, and they can call 301-371-0541. We will work with anybody on bulk rates. If they only want the DVD without the jacket, you know, the plastic jacket that we have, we can work with them for that. Anything for them to be able to hand it to their legislator and say, here, you need to watch this video. This will help you understand what is happening and what your role is in the world today.
And, of course, the major thing is to get them to watch it, because we need to educate the people who are in positions of power. And a lot of them are good people. Sometimes they're on the left, sometimes on the right, but believe me, a lot of people on the left are very concerned about, you know, the destruction of the unions, the impoverishment of our people. And we need to find where we can work with them and work with them on those issues where we all agree, and I think most people want to save America.
I agree with you there.
All right, again, the telephone number where people can call to get the DVD?
301-371-0541.
All right.
And they can go to our website. We have it up on our website, womensgroup.org, womensgroup. womensgroup.org.
All right, fine. I hope many of you out there will give it serious consideration. You can't go far wrong, you know, that, and we can't afford to put our DVDs out at that price. So, really, Joan is not doing this to make money. She's doing it because America is moving rapidly towards its destruction. These people are dedicated to the destruction of our sovereignty. And once our sovereignty is gone, you can forget about the Constitution. You can forget about your private property. You can forget about the future of your family and your freedom. And of course, you'll simply remember what freedom was like, you know, in the distant past, before the new fascist state was enforced. There really are people who want a dictatorship in America, who have always hated the Constitution, and they've done an end run around the Constitution, as Richard Gardner talked about in April of 1974 in Foreign Affairs magazine. We talked about doing an end run through the General Agreement on Tariff and Trade and the World Trade Organization, and that's exactly what they've done. And the fact that most people have never heard of what we're talking about is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. Well, our guest today has been Joan Vian, always one of my favorite guests, and she's on the front lines of this battle, invited to speak to members of the Oklahoma legislature, and now, of course, you're going to get copies of this DVD to every one of them, and you can do the same thing in your state. You need to be involved. Joan, thank you so much, very much. One more time, the telephone number for the women's group?
301-371-0541.
And for the financial advisor?
301-371-0541.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
The dollar has lost over 50% of its value in the last 3 years, and it is still falling, while gold has gone up over 60% in the last 3 years. As the dollar continues to fall, you have a well-thought-out plan to preserve the wealth you've worked hard all your life to accumulate? Historically, gold and silver have been real financial security for those who understand the abuses and dangers of paper currencies. Have you considered buying gold and silver, but you don't know how to go about doing it? The gold coin industry has a real problem. It abounds with scam artists. I have written a 26-page paper entitled Gold and How to Avoid the Scams in the Coin Industry. So if you'd like to educate yourself before you buy, give me a call, Cal Grunwald, at my new number, 414-234-8267, and I will send you my paper on the scams in the coin industry at no charge. That's 414-234-8267.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and of course, this is the time I need to remind you that Radio Liberty is primarily listener supported. And if you would be interested in helping us join the Radio Liberty family and support the network we put together, our telephone number is 1-888-1-800-544-8927. You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters for $20 a month or more and get the four best tapes or CDs of the month, plus our newsletter, or just subscribe to the newsletter. If you'd like a free newsletter, we'd be glad to get you one. Now, let me suggest to you that I believe we're in real trouble. I believe that some very significant things are going to happen. I don't know how soon. But if you've not gotten everything ready so that you would be able to be self-sufficient for a matter of 6 months on your own, let me suggest you start thinking about laying in some emergency food supplies, getting the barrels to store water in, the water purifiers, the pumps to get the water out, barrels, and certainly you want to have a grinder for the wheat, and all of these things that you really need to get. If you'd like to get an emergency food catalog, we'll be glad to send you one, but don't just get it and look at it. Get it and actually, put a food order in now, and whether you get it through us or get it through somebody else, but don't put this off. Begin making your preparations. Lay in a supply of vitamins and minerals, and if you can get the antibiotics from your doctor, you have them on hand and not get them from the pet food store. So you have these things on hand because you need to learn how to be self-sufficient. Hope and pray that these terrible things that we're anticipating don't happen, but I've been at this for going on 45 years now, and never before in my lifetime have I seen everything lining up for a major crisis. It doesn't make any sense if we would expand the war in the Middle East. It would be total lunacy. We can't afford it. Our financial system's on the rocks, and yet everything would suggest that that's exactly what they're planning to do. And if you read the occult literature as I do, they will tell you as well. We are approaching that time of a major paradigm change in the world. And those are the words that they use. Now, if you'd like to know more about that paradigm change, we've put together, some material from Constance Cumby, who's certainly one of the most important, most informed people. We have a great new four-tape set, or four-CD set up by Constance Cumby. We have a DVD where she talks about how she learned about the New Age movement, which is really the movement of the Antichrist, the movement of this vast movement in America. We're talking about millions of people in America who've actually adopted this different way of thinking. And then, of course, we carry Constance's book, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow. So, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow, we have probably one of the world's last supplies of them, and when they're gone, they're gone. But we've still got a pretty good supply, and they're not that expensive. You can get the DVD and or the video, and then you can get the four-tape set or the four-CD set. You need to get the information. You need to understand what's going on. And then if you've not yet laid in your supplies or got your water barrels or the other things or need more of them, you need to have those emergency foods and get them on hand. Don't wait, because believe me, when something happens, it's going to be too late. They're not going to be available. And then if you'd like to learn more about some of the vitamins and minerals and things that Barbara and I take, my wife, why, we'll be glad to send you a health catalog that lists the things that you need to have on hand. And some of them are simply herbal antibiotic-like preparations that will help you with viral or bacterial infections. If you can't get anything from the doctor, make your preparations. Don't put them off. If you'd like the catalogs for health products, catalogs for emergency food products and the other things you need, and then if you'd like just a regular catalog about our products and then, of course, about the spiritual battle in which we're engaged, give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of Clear Digital Audio, 22,500 miles above the planet. This is the Global Star Radio Network.
Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, and of course our guest this afternoon hopefully was going to be Michael Perutka, but we seem to be having a little difficulty getting through to him, so we're going to just have open lines until such time as we can reach Michael. And again, if you'd like to call us, our number is 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 or 464-8295. That's 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. And certainly during the previous hour, we were talking with Joan Vian about this whole idea of Agenda 21, the whole idea of the rebuilding the North American highway, or building a North American NAFTA highway, this whole idea of transforming our society and building a North American community. And all of these ideas fit in together. First of all, you have to understand there are people who have a different worldview, who do not believe in America, who do not believe in individual freedom under God, who believe that an elite group should rule the country. And these are the people who, for many years, all during the last century, kept pointing out the danger of communism and telling us, oh, terrible danger of communism, the communists are developing weapons, they're going to blow us up at any time, we've just got to combat communism, there's a communist under every bed. And this isn't to say that there weren't a lot of communists in our universities and working in government and working within the media. But the danger to America was never communism. It wasn't the communists who, after the Second World War, turned Eastern Europe over to Russia. And it wasn't the communists who, after the Second World War, turned China over to Chairman Mao. It was this group we call the Council on Foreign Relations, this Anglo-American establishment, this elitist group who has a different dream, but they had to have an enemy. And that enemy conveniently was communism. And what a shock it was to me, who after many years dedicated to exposing the dangers of communism, came to that horrible and stark realization that communism had been funded from right here in the United States from its very inception. And these ideas were being financed here in this country by the Rockefeller Foundation, the Ford Foundation, and the Carnegie Foundation. And what a wake-up call it was when I began to read some of the books that were written shortly after the Russian Revolution to find out how subservient Vladimir Lenin, the wicked Vladimir Lenin, was to the representatives of the Anglo-American establishment there in St. Petersburg in Russia. And really, of course, that they were calling the shots. It wasn't Lenin at all. And then to find out how representatives of the American Federal Reserve Board were giving massive amounts of money to Russia, how the Rockefellers were over there, our banking interests were over there, how Sir Avril Harriman was over there, and so many of our major corporations, Henry Ford. I mean, who could be more American than Henry Ford? And yet he built a motor plant for the communists in Gorky, Switzerland, which continues working to this very day. And it's constantly updated with the help of the Ford Motor Company so that the Russians can have the latest technology. And it all comes, and it's all financed from right here in America. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. I would love to hear from you. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and certainly we're just reminiscing a little as we go over what we've learned through the years. And, of course, initially, when I got involved with the conservative movement back in 1962, my attention was focused on the danger of communism. And I really felt that Communism was the enemy. Communism was the danger. There was a threat of communism, and yes, ladies and gentlemen, there were communists working in our government during the Second World War and after the Second World War. There were communists working in our schools and in our universities, pushing these ideas of socialism, centralizing all power in Washington, D.C., doing away with our constitutional system, corrupting the various foundations upon which our society is based, corrupting the family, corrupting our schools, corrupting our churches, corrupting our military, destroying the very foundations upon which this society is built. But what I did not understand in those days is that the communists never could have accomplished any of the things they accomplished without help from very powerful people within our own government and within what we call the Council on Foreign Relations or the Anglo-American establishment. And this is a group of very wealthy people. Their headquarters has always been for many years at 5080 68th Street in New York City at the Harold Pratt House. And these are people who really believe that it is their obligation to bring the kingdom of God to earth. Now, if you read their writings, or you read the writings of Professor Carol Quigley, who is Bill Clinton's mentor, in his classic book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, he lays out the background of what these people really want. Because he was associated with them, he had studied their movement for 20 or 30 years, and he really agreed with them that we needed a ruling aristocracy to control the masses, not only here in the United States, but throughout the rest of the world. Only a small group of intelligent people were really fit to rule. It was this idea of noblesse oblige, as far as we were concerned, and the white man's burden, as far as the rest of the world was concerned. And he believed, Professor Quigley believed, that we needed an elite group to rule us. And so he sided totally with these people within the Council on Foreign Relations, and the people, of course, controlled them. His only disagreement was he thought that everybody should know what was going on, and they wanted to remain secret. And so in his classic book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, Professor Quigley wrote about the Council on Foreign Relations and the secret society from which it came. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and our guest this afternoon was, well, I guess we're not going to have our guest this afternoon. We thought we'd have him with us, but of course it didn't work out. So under any circumstances, we're going to have you call in. It's going to be open lines, and our number is 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464. If you'd like to give us a call, if you'd like to talk about what I'm talking about or something else. But how do you really understand what's going on in America today? How do you understand the wars that we're involved in Afghanistan and in Iraq, and the very real possibility we may be going to expand the war in Iran when the American people don't want to expand the war in Iran? The Iranian people don't want to go to war with the United States? And you can only understand this if you understand that we have a group of people who control both political parties who have an agenda. And some of these people also have their agents planted within the Iranian government and within the Iraqi government and within the Taliban. And they are planted all over the world. And of course, much of this is so radical Islamic movement has been infiltrated, you know, from the very beginning. In fact, the Islamic terrorist movement was financed from its very beginning largely by British intelligence and later by American intelligence. And if you doubt that, let me suggest a wonderful book we carry called The Devil's Game by Robert Dreyfus, that goes into how this whole radical Islamic movement, which had lain dormant for several centuries, since the defeat there at the gates of Vienna in 1683, but even more so, of course, after the collapse of the Ottoman Empire following the First World War, and this radical form of Islam that had been advocated by Muhammad really was not a factor. Most Muslims could care less about it. They went through the form of worshiping five times a day and all the things that are required, but jihad was not an important part of their faith. But of course, the British intelligence back in 1928 began funding the Muslim Brotherhood, which originated in Egypt, and then of course after the Second World War, when the America really took the leadership of this move to create a one world order, the CIA picked up and began funding this radical Islamic movement. Where did Hamas come from, this radical terrorist movement that, of course, it controls the Palestinian government today and is, of course, in conflict with Fatah? And you find, of course, that they were actually financed initially by both Israel and the United States. Why would Israel want to fund Hamas? Why? Because they wanted to sow discord within the Palestinian movement. And you brought in another group that was more or less internationalist rather than focusing specifically on Israel, and they hoped that they could play one group against the other. As far as the United States was concerned, why were they and the British interested in funding this radical Islamic movement and all the various groups that were associated with it? Well, we are told, of course, that the reason that they funded this was because they wanted an international force within the Arab world that would discourage Arab nationalism and could be utilized to oppose the Soviets. After all, these were Muslims. They didn't want the Soviets there in the Middle East. And so we thought we could actually manipulate this radical Islamic movement and utilize them for our own purposes. At least that's what we're told. And of course, there are many, many people who believe that is indeed the case. But if you look at this very, very carefully, in the very, very clever way, that the United States toppled the Shah of Iran back in 1979, and I can remember that well enough to remember that we did everything we could to destabilize the Shah's government. Now, admittedly, the Shah was a despot. And, maybe he was an enlightened despot, but he was still a despot with a ruthless police force that tortured people, and anybody who spoke out against him, they got into real trouble, and there were a lot of people sitting in prisons, and there were a lot of people who hated the Shah. But then, of course, remember today, the United States has more people in prisons per capita than any other nation in the world. Those of you who heard my interview with Harry Wu the other day, recall he estimates that in ruthless communist China, where they have 1.3 billion people, they have about 3 million people in the Laogai. And here in free America, with 300 million people, we have over 2 million people in prisons all across America. More people in prison per capita than any other nation in the world. And by the time you figure the number on probation and parole, we are talking 4 million or more. How did this happen? Well, maybe things are not exactly as they appear to be. And many of the people in the prisons are actually there for political purposes, but you're never going to hear that discussed by Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity or any of the other shills for the government, as I like to call them, the finest commentators that money could buy. But as far as this Islamic terrorist movement is concerned, I'm old enough to remember when the United States CIA toppled the Shah of Iran. And when they toppled the Shah, I can remember when the American ambassador went to him and told him he would leave the country the next day. And of course, by leaving the country, he was going to leave it wide open for the Ayatollah Khomeini, who had been living in Paris and financed by the American Central Intelligence Agency. And you can go up on the internet and pull this down, or if you want the documentation on it, we have older books or even some of the articles off the internet that verify this. But I can remember it, and I know a little bit about it because I had the opportunity to personally interview Ambassador William H. Sullivan, who was the American ambassador to Laos during the Vietnam War and then went to Iran. And he was there in Iran during the time immediately after the Shah had been overthrown, when the first seizure of the embassy, and he was there when they seized the embassy and they held it for 3 or 4 days, and then they Then the students who were there left. They said one thing. If you ever allow the Shah of Iran, who's now been thrown out of our country, to come to the United States, we will seize the embassy again and we will hold it indefinitely. Well, of course, William H. Sullivan told me, he came back to the United States and he told, and he knew all these people. He was a friend of David Rockefeller's and Zygmunt Brzezinski, and he told, David Rockefeller and Zygmunt Brzezinski and President Carter what he'd been told. Now, remember, he'd been recalled. He was getting ready to retire, and a new ambassador had gone into Iran. But he told them, if we brought the Shah of Iran to the United States, why, of course, they were going to seize the embassy and take all of our people there hostage. And that's exactly what we did. Now, why, knowing that was going to happen, why would we have brought the Shah of Iran here for medical treatment, which then brought in a doctor from Canada to do the medical treatment, because nobody here in the United States could do this type of procedure? And, of course, William H. Sullivan let me know in no uncertain terms that it was very obvious that we wanted to precipitate the crisis, the hostage crisis in Iran, and that's exactly what we did. And then, of course, once, of course, all the people had been taken hostage, the banks here in the United States immediately seized all of the Iranian funds which are deposited in American banks because they needed it. They were having some real problems economically in 1979. And what a wonderful source of funds. And now it was free money. They could just seize all the Iranian money. Then the Iranians wanted to give the hostages up, and we wouldn't take them back. And there was George Hansen, Congressman George Hansen, who I had the opportunity to interview a number of times, went over without the permission of the State Department and negotiated for the release of the prisoners. And that was the last thing the power establishment wanted here. They wanted those prisoners held. And, of course, they ended up, of course, trumping up charges and putting Congressman Hansen, who was an honest man, Congressman George Hansen, throwing him in prison and torturing him for a period of 10 years. You probably never heard this story before, but we have the interviews with George Hansen where he tells the story, even a book that he wrote about many of the things he told me. And so basically then they were very, very worried that the Iranians would release the hostages. President Carter was negotiating with the Iranians to get the hostages released. And it was then I talked to the man who flew the plane that took George Bush to Paris, where he negotiated with the Iranians and said, "Look, we'll give you all sorts of supplies and military supplies, but you go ahead and you hold those hostages until President Reagan is inaugurated." And that was known as the October Surprise. They were worried that actually what might happen was that the prisoners would be released. It would be great public relations for President Carter, and when that happened, of course, President Carter would get reelected, and President Bush wouldn't be elected. Now, I'm not suggesting President Reagan had anything to do with that, but he had a vice president, long-time member of the Central Intelligence Agency, a man named George Herbert Walker Bush, the former director of the Central Intelligence Agency, who had been part of this invisible government for many years, who had an oil company named Zapata. And you remember, of course, the code name for the Bay of Pigs operation was designed to fail. They sent those boys in to die at the Bay of Pigs. And that was Operation Zapata. And, of course, one of the ships that was supposed to bring in the supplies and didn't was the Barbara. What's George Bush's wife's name? Well, maybe it's just coincidence. But anyway, George Bush went over and negotiated the hostage deal, and the hostages were not released until the very morning when Ronald Reagan was inaugurated president. And that was, well, that's another whole story in itself. Give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we're just doing an open lines because our regularly scheduled
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Let's go to Rich, who's calling from Hollister. We have Justin from Rochester, New York. And if you're out there across America, we still have two more lines open. Our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Hi, Justin. Rich, how are you doing over there?
Good. I've got two questions.
Okay, fine. How are you listening to us on KKMC?
Yes.
Okay, did we come in loud and clear?
Yes.
Okay, great.
My one question is, Texie Mars, he talks about the Zionist conspiracies, and he's always talking about these elite Jews who are controlling everything. Anyway, I wanted to ask you, where does the Jewish or Zionist movement, what part do they play in this Islamic uprising against the West?
All right. I think you have to understand, I love Tex Mars. I think he does a lot of great work, but I disagree with him the way he handles this whole issue. Because it is not the Zionists who are behind this. Now, there is an element within Zionism, labor Zionism, which is Sabbatean. Do you know what the who Sabbati was or who the Sabbateans are?
Never heard of them.
Well, look up in the encyclopedia. You'll find out that they were a sect of Jews. They go back to the 1600s. And they had actually renounced, they were Jews, but they renounced the Jewish faith. And of course, they're basically Satanists. They're into Satanism. And they are the satanic influence, in my estimation, within the Jewish religion. But then, of course, we have the satanic influence within the Catholic religion. We have the satanic influence within the Protestant religion. And to target the Jews, you know, because, of course, that incriminates all Jews, I think, is totally wrong. And I've told you the text that I disagree with the way he presents it. Most of his information is great. It's how you present it. We're dealing with a satanic conspiracy, not a Zionist or Jewish conspiracy.
I have another question.
Okay.
In Acts 19:35, where it talks about the goddess Diana and the image which fell down from Jupiter. I've read one time that is the Kaaba that the Muslims worship. Is that true?
No, that's out of my field of expertise, and so I'm going to be like the unidentifiable source who declined to be quoted but said off the record that he had no comment. I don't know.
Okay, that was my other question.
All right, fine. Well, so let's go quickly to Justin, who's been patiently waiting there in Rochester, New York. Hi, how are you doing, Justin?
Good evening, Dr. Stan. I'm doing well.
Did you have a quick question for us? Because
yes.
We've got Michael Perutka waiting on the line here. But
oh, very good.
But you go right ahead.
Okay, I just wanted to run one quick thing by you. I've listened to Alex Jones for a number of years, and I feel that the focus of putting all the blame, but putting the majority of the blame on what men in power do is just a bit errant, because I think the breakdown happens when people in the body of Christ reject the true revelation of the Lord in the Bible and start believing other man-made fallacies, and then that allows the government to become corrupt and full of evil and greedy men and women. And, you know, I just think that without revival first, we're never going to be able to take back our republic or elect someone like Michael Perutka or Ron Paul.
Well, I think you're right. I think that perhaps you're both right. I think Alex is right, that there really are these forces of very powerful people out there. But behind these powerful people are powerful spiritual forces that come right from the pit of hell. And you and I are incapable of opposing these people in our own power. I mean, when you realize, of course, the demonic forces that they have at their disposal, and some of these people really are in touch with the other dimension, why, of course, you and I are puny. And I believe you're right. The only way we're going to save America is another great awakening. I don't see the leadership out there within the Protestant Church or the Catholic Church or within any religious organization at this time. But all we can do is do our best, sound the clarion call, and hope that God will raise up men to lead that revival, this great revival, the third great revival, which might save America, and then maybe it isn't going to come. Maybe America is going to be destroyed. But the important thing for you and me and our listeners to know is we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And whether it survives or not is really going to be up to whether or not there enough people will return to the Lord. Because I believe he will heal our land if we cry out to him and change our wicked ways. But I don't see much chance of it happening right now.
And thank you so much. You hit the nail on the head as usual.
God bless.
Believe that word of God.
Amen. Amen. Thanks so very much.
All right.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and our guest now, we finally got on the line, Michael Pruitt, is certainly one of my favorite guests. Michael, how are you this afternoon?
Oh, Dr. Stan, I'm fine, except that I'm mortified that I kept your guests waiting. Please forgive me for my dalliance here.
Don't feel bad. I think last time I didn't even have you scheduled, and I forgot all about it. So we're going to get this thing worked out here before the year's up, as we sir.
But I wasn't trying to pay you back. Please believe me.
Anyway.
I wasn't trying to do that. But I am delighted to be with you and with your audience this evening. Thank you so much for the work that you do and your hospitality to me. I'm grateful.
Well, let's see. What are your thoughts about the things that are going on today? Do you have any? Where would you like to start? Would you like to talk about what's happening financially? Would you like to talk about what's happening politically there? Would you like to talk about what's happening over in the Middle East? What would you like to talk about?
Well, thank you. I would like, if you don't mind, I'd like to talk, hopefully, about what's happening locally here in Annapolis, Maryland. Now, I know I'm a long way from Monterey, California, where you look out over the Pacific and see that there's a beautiful skyline and the beautiful sunsets. But I am in nearby Annapolis, Maryland, and I want to tell you and your listeners about some very hopeful and happy things that are happening here. First of all, we are in the middle of about 10-week program here in Annapolis, where recently a state senator asked us to come, and I say us, the Institute of the Constitution, he asked us to come and teach our course in the Senate office building, in other words, right next to the State House in Annapolis. Now, you know, Dr. Stanley, it was only a couple of years ago, we were just praying for an opportunity to get the ear of legislators who, of course, take an oath to the United States Constitution and take an oath to the Constitution, in our case, of Maryland, of the state of Maryland. And we prayed for this kind of an opportunity, and now it's been given to us. So, you know, I'm grateful for the day of small beginnings, and we're about 7 weeks into this. We have had we by no means have the ear of the whole legislature, don't get me wrong, but we have some very committed delegates and senators in Maryland who are coming to our course and learning about the principles and the words, the actual words of the Constitution that they've taken an oath to defend and protect. So this is huge. And let me just tell you just a little vignette about that.
All right. Well, I want you to hold for just a minute as we bring our other stations back on board here.
Sure.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and our guest this afternoon is Michael Perutkin, who was, a couple of years ago, he was the Constitution Party candidate for president, and we're going to have Michael on once a month here. I think it's going to be the second Friday of every month, just so keep us appraised of what's going on. And he's telling us that back there in Annapolis, Maryland, where the Institute of the Constitution, which he heads, is based, they have a unique opportunity to begin to teach the U.S. Constitution and the state constitution to the legislators there in Maryland. Now, of course, it doesn't mean they all come, but a few of them come, and hopefully many of the aides and assistants and people who work in the legislative offices are going to come. And we're going to introduce something totally foreign into the legislative process in Maryland, and that is an understanding of the Constitution, which has been so thoroughly suppressed for so many years. And, of course, beginning to teach the legislators who have sworn an oath to uphold the Constitution what the meaning of that oath really is. So, Michael, you go ahead and pick the story up from there.
Thank you, Dick. You know, Dr. Stan, imagine that. The legislators actually learning about the words and the principles and the precepts that are contained in the Constitution that they have taken an oath before God to protect and defend and to stand for. So because of our faithful work in the community, I suppose, and I'm grateful to God for this, we've been offered the opportunity to teach Institute on the Constitution in the State House. And now, we, as I said to you, we have by no means the attention of all of the legislators, but we do have a few, and I was about to tell you that there's a little vignette here that one of the legislators actually, after a couple of classes, after a couple of one-hour sessions, actually said to us, I can't believe, she was just astounded. She said, I can't believe what I don't know. I can't believe the great divide between what we've sworn an oath to do and what we're doing. And she said, it actually depresses me. I'm depressed because I see no hope that we'll ever get back on track. And of course, we hastened to say to her, no, you have to be full of hope because we are turning the corner here. The truth will prevail. And as you know, and as your listeners know, ultimately, you can use the same argument to say that it's hopeless, to say that, in fact, it's inevitable. Because what is happening is so wrong and so so devoid of principle that eventually principle will triumph because the truth will out. So in the same sense that some argue that this is a hopeless venture, I want to give people hope, Dr. Stan. What's being perpetrated, this socialism, and I've heard you say before, socialism, communism, never worked. It never has worked. It never will work. And what we are proposing and what we are working on is something that gives people hope and encouragement. So that's one thing I wanted to tell you about. I wanted to tell you about this class that we're doing in Annapolis. In addition to that, I want to tell you that we are teaching the Maryland State Constitution, developing a course, and we're in the middle of it now, for the general public on the Maryland State Constitution at Institute on the Constitution. And this is an historic thing because we actually are the only people in Maryland, we are the only group that we know of that's teaching the Maryland State Constitution, and that includes the two law schools that are contained in Maryland, both the University of Baltimore and the University of Maryland. As we begin to tell the truth and explain the precepts and explain the foundational principles on which our country was founded, we're very hopeful that the suppression of it will actually be impossible.
Well, of course, at one time, everybody understood the Constitution. They understood that America was different because our Constitution limited the power of government over the lives of the people. And by limiting the power of the federal government, men could be free. Now, that didn't mean you wouldn't have problems at the state level or at the local level, and certainly, you know, you're going to have corrupt politicians there, just like as man is basically corrupt. But at least you could fight it locally, or you could pick up and move to some other spot.
Right.
But, of course, when the central government is corrupt, then what do? And there's no place to run and no place to hide. And there's no way to influence a corrupt central government. So the miracle of America was you limited the power of government. And of course, even if you had corrupt people in there, they had no power. Because
Sure. They
didn't have any money, they didn't have the ability to tax the people, they didn't have the ability to borrow the money, they couldn't manipulate the money supply or just print money ad nauseum. So the power of the central government was limited by the change of the Constitution. Boy, we sure got a long ways from there, haven't we, Michael?
well, we have, but again, we sure have, but... But again, I really, Dr. Stan, the more that we do the teaching and the preaching about the true American history, not the revised American history, but the true American history, the more that we do that, and the more convinced I am that we will prevail in this. And look, I'm not trying to just be a kind of a dumbheaded Pollyanna here. I know how bad it is, and I realize and recognize how bad it is, but I firmly believe, Dr. Stan, that my faith tells me that God always leaves a remnant, and that what we need to do is to leave the ultimate grand strategy and design of the plan up to Him. We just need to find our niche, and as we say at Institute on the Constitution, and pardon me because I know you've heard this before, but we say we've got to plow our row. You know, the harvest is up to God, but don't you stop plowing your row. You have a sphere of authority. We recently had Franklin Sanders come into he's from Tennessee and a great author and one of the most learned men I know about the monetary system in the United States and or the non-monetary system you might want to call it, but he was our first Friday speaker at Institute on the Constitution and very soon, by the way, we'll have his speech post-produced and available for people that they can get by going to iotconline.com, and in his talk, he reminded us that, look, he said, I'm Franklin Sanders, I can't stop the New World Order. I can't stop the North American Union. I can't by myself put honest money back in circulation all by myself. But he said, I do have palpable, practical things that I can do. And he admonished us to stop listening to national news reports and local news reports that are only designed to make us feel hopeless. He said, take dominion in the places where you can do it. Take dominion in your family, where you have the authority and you have the ability to teach your children and your wife or your spouse about, share with them the knowledge that you're able to discern. In your church, in your community, in your local circle of friends, etc., in the places where you can take dominion, take it and do it, and don't be discouraged, and don't be upset, and don't be distracted by the big noise, by the big noise. And Dr. Stan, I know I'm been doing a big monologue here, but that brings me actually to the other thing that I want to tell you about that's hopeful. We've begun a program here in Annapolis called Eye on Annapolis. And when I say we, I'm talking about John Lofton, who is my partner in the American View, theamericanview.com. We've started Eye on Annapolis. Now, it's just a local radio show, 1.5 hour a week. But we're going to hold our state legislators up to this standard of the Maryland State Constitution. We're gonna question them when they try to vote for things like hate crimes, which have no place in American jurisprudence, and they have no place they don't grow out of the common law or anything. They're inventions and evolutions of a perverted idea of criminal law. We want to take these things locally, where we can have practical, palpable effects. And we're going to hold them up to people and say, we want to question our legislators, what gives you the authority to introduce such a bill, for example? So we're hoping that what we do here in Maryland can be a model to others, both in the sense of conducting a class on the Maryland Constitution and also conducting a radio program where we hold our legislators and our elected and appointed officials accountable to that document. We need to be part of the noise. We need to be part of the white noise in the background that's giving credence and validity and credibility to the godly view of civil government.
And, of course, I believe that radio, talk radio especially, is the last and best means we have of reaching people. Now, we can reach them certainly through the Internet, but there's no interplay. In other words, you just don't get the play or the... You don't get people thinking as much. Certainly, we can't afford television. I mean, a shortwave, of course, shortwave and what you're describing would go pretty much together. But I think that is really wonderful because I think you'll have a chance to get people listening. And I know from my own point of view that once people begin to hear the truth, they'll make it a point to turn in on a regular basis because they want to hear what you have to say. And this is how we build a listening audience over this past decade. And I'm sure there you'll be able to do that in Annapolis. And not only that, but Maryland's a fairly small state, a lot smaller than California. So one radio station can have a tremendous impact upon how the people in that state feel.
Well, you're right, Dr. Stan, and you have presented a great novel to us. Just praise you all afternoon here, but you have been a great model for us of consistency and repetition and making sure that you are part of the I use the term noise, but I mean you know, there was a day when all the white noise in the background of American thought, you know, that we listen to because we can't help but hear it, all the white noise was Christian. All the white noise, even up into the Leave It to Beaver days, you know, was, even though they didn't have the Bible overtly displayed, it was still Christian principles that were in play there in the 50s in that era. The trouble is, all the white noise now is savagely pagan. All the background. So the shows like that you are producing and that we hope to produce locally here in Annapolis, we want to be part of the white noise in the background, if you will, that doesn't. First of all, there are people that know that something's wrong, but they don't know what it is. They know something's amiss. They know something's broken in America or in Maryland or California, but they don't know exactly what it is. We hope to give them some learning in that regard. Then there are people who do have a clue. They do know what's wrong, but they feel. But we hope to give them encouragement and hope, because many of them have lost it because they feel they're all alone. So we want to stand in the gap there and give them encouragement so that they can know that they're not alone. And actually, you know, in God's providence and with God's grace, get them busy. get them busy, you know, in positive, powerful direction. So, we don't have grand illusions that anything that we do is the silver bullet or the answer to the problem, but we're tired of sitting back and just cursing the darkness. We want to light a candle, and this is our opportunity to stand on the wall, take our place, plow our rail, whatever metaphor you want to, I know I mixed a lot of metaphors there, but this is our opportunity to plow our row and do what we can to restore the republic and to bring back godly government in America. And I urge people, don't worry about the big problems. I mean, be aware of them, but don't despair because you can't solve them, because you can't solve them. You can't stop the New World Order. But you can take dominion in your family and in your neighborhood and in your church and the places where you do have lawful, valid, righteous authority. You should be grabbing a hold of it and doing what you can there.
And of course, you and I are not alone, Michael. There are a lot of people out across America that I know that are doing radio, or maybe they're doing internet radio, and I'll tell you, this is another means that anybody can do that. And they begin to get listeners, and then listeners tell listeners, and so the internet radio is a very economical means of doing that. And don't get discouraged. You may only have one or two listeners initially, but I know people who have literally thousands of listeners simply on the internet, and it's a very, very economical means of doing it. And I do hope maybe you're even streaming your program, your half-hour program, which will help to eventually begin to multiply that. So, yeah, and I think you're absolutely right. You and I are not going to save America because it's a spiritual battle. But right. If we're going to take it back, we have to start one person at a time, and then maybe one family at a time, and then maybe one block at a time, and then maybe one precinct at a time.
Sure,
but we have to try.
I'm sorry. Sure, excuse me. No, of course, you can't stand everywhere, but just stand where you are. Stand where you are and stand up. And I have been so encouraged by the calls. You mentioned earlier in the program, Dr. Stan, that I had the privilege of representing the Constitution Party and running for office in 2004. That was a great, great adventure, and I thank God for that. That was a wonderful time for me and for my family, and it was a great opportunity. I was on so much talk radio, and I got some TV time, and I got to debate Ralph Nader, and I got to debate the other third, what they call the third party candidates, you know, the Eric of the Libertarian Party and Mr. Cobb of the Green Party and others. with the kind of you know, we had a debate at Cornell University, and I got to see firsthand about how a lot of this works, and it was a tremendous time for me, and I learned a lot, and I got to tell the truth. And I still, Dr. Stan, I still get emails and calls from people. Just yesterday I got a call from a lady from Wisconsin who just wanted to talk to me personally and thank me for standing up for the truth.
Michael, we're just about out of time. I want you to get your website out. How can people get in touch with you and the Institute of the Constitution?
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Stan. The Institute of the Constitution, where we discuss the principles of America's founding, is IOTCOnline.com. IOTC stands for Institute on the Constitution. IOTCOnline.com.
Okay, go there. IOTCOnline.com.
Right. Dr. Stan, thank you for your hospitality. It's been great to be with you. I very much appreciate it.
You got 3 minutes now to wrap up.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
The dollar has lost over 50% of its value in the last 3 years, and it is still falling, while gold has gone up over 60% in the last 3 years. As the dollar continues to fall, you have a well-thought-out plan to preserve the wealth you've worked hard all your life to accumulate? Historically, gold and silver have been real financial security for those who understand the abuses and dangers of paper currencies. Have you considered buying gold and silver, but you don't know how to go about doing it? The gold coin industry has a real problem. It abounds with scam artists. I have written a 26-page paper entitled Gold and How to Avoid the Scams in the Coin Industry. So if you'd like to educate yourself before you buy, give me a call, Cal Grunwald, at my new number, 414-234-8267, and I will send you my paper on the scams in the coin industry at no charge. That's 414-234-8267.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
If you're out there in the listening audience, you'd like to help us, our number is 1-800-544-8927. As you know, we do 5 hours a day of talk radio, and we have about almost 60 outlets every single week. We've lost a few, and we hope to get a few back again. And as soon as we're financially able, we're going to. But at least we have a voice, and we'll keep that voice going as long as God gives breath and the health to continue doing what we're doing. Then, of course, we do want to mention, of course, that we have a book. It's called Brotherhood of Darkness. It really says what this is really all about. It tells you about the spiritual battle that we're in. The fact that there is another dimension. there is a spiritual dimension. And until you begin to understand that, you can't understand the communist movement, or the Council on Foreign Relations movement, or Masonry, or the Trilateral Commission, or the Club of Rome, or the Black Nobility, or Opus Dei, or certainly the Order, or the Rosicrucians, and we go on ad infinitum about all the alphabet soup organizations out there. But they're all bound together by one purpose. They want a new world order and a new world religion, and the people, at least who lead these organizations, not everybody in them, but the people who lead the organizations, have a different world view because they worship a different God. And we truly are involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. We do want to mention that we do anticipate some difficult times ahead, and maybe that's the best thing in the world. We have it so good, why should anybody be involved? But are you prepared for difficult times? Are you prepared financially? Are you prepared physically? Are you prepared spiritually? Well, you're going to have to develop a personal relationship with our Lord and learn to be dependent upon Him. And we've got a couple of great books. One of them is 90 Minutes in Heaven. The other is Corrie Ten Boom's book, The Hiding Place. We got these specifically to give you hope when sometimes it may appear that there isn't any hope. 90 Minutes in Heaven, and of course the Hiding Place. And I might mention one other, and that is Whatever Happened to Hell. Whatever Happened to Hell. It's a four-tape set, and we think it's well worthwhile listening to. It will give you a different perspective on what's going on in the world today. And then, of course, if you've not made any personal plans to protect yourself and your family, let me suggest that you get our emergency health food catalog. We'll send it to you free of charge, but don't just get it. Begin making plans for the emergency foods that you need to have on hand. Certainly if you don't have a Berkey water filter, you need to have one so you can filter your water. You need to have barrels to put water into. You need pumps to get the water out of the barrels. All the sorts of things that you really would need. We've got a couple of books on this. Let Your Pantry Down. We've got other books on preparedness, and they're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. And so if you'd like to get books on preparedness, why, they're available through our Radio Liberty Ministry. And then if you'd like to get long-term food storage, why, we have those available. But get them now, and I will tell you, because once something happens, you're not going to get your hands on these things for any price or any money. Lay in a supply of health products, and I'm talking about vitamins and minerals and the sort of things. Keep them cool. They'll last for a fair length of time. But, of course, there might come a time where you're just not going to have things as available, and you've got to be able to protect your health. If you'd like an emergency food catalog or a health catalog or simply the regular standard Radio Liberty catalog, we'll send them to you free of charge. You can go to our website of RadioLiberty.com, look at the things we have there, and then pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for our leaders and our ministers, but pray for Radio Liberty. For our provision and protection, our number, 1-800-544-8927. Again, that number, 1-800-544-8927, and until Monday, may the Lord be with you.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
News on the Information Radio Network. I'm John Russell. Israeli and Palestinian leaders plan to meet on Sunday. More from correspondent Mark Levy.
Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas will hold a summit meeting on Sunday, according to the Palestinians. The Israelis wouldn't confirm the date. They say the meeting will be devoted to humanitarian issues, not peacemaking. Israel doesn't see a point in talking peace as long as the militant Islamic Hamas is running the Palestinian government. But the Israelis say they want to boost Abbas, who's a moderate. They could do that by easing security restrictions in the West Bank and around Gaza.